All right, hopefully that was good. What we're going to do next is we're going to bring up our sponsors, okay? Now, as you know, the sponsors are out in the, what are we calling that? The lobby or whatever it's called out there? The sponsors are out there, and I know that a lot of you use these sponsors, but when you're thinking about this, we're all here, remember, to find that one thing, okay? That might be an app, that might be a service, that might be a connection, that might be, who knows? So what we've brought up here are sponsors that we've heard from you are good, right? Are they for everybody? I don't know. But I want you to hear from each of them so that they can highlight the service, because remember we talked about the needs and wants, right? They may have something that addresses your need. They may have something that helps you to get the want that you want, a double want, right? That was a joke. Come on, somebody laugh at me. So as we bring them up here, we're going to go, so we're going to have this session, and then we're going to take a break, all right, and then at, we're going to take a break at what time? Time's a break? What's that? 30 minutes here, and then we're going to take a break, all right, so we can all go to the bathroom, but has today been good so far? Hey, real quick, raise your hand if you've already found the solution to the need that you have. One, two, three, four, a few. Okay. All right. Raise your hand if you found the solution to the want that you have. More hands. I like this. That's why we come here, right? It's all about, what's the theme of this? BKX 2021 is what? Oh, my gosh. Either Perry took all the energy out of the room, or you, what is it? What's the theme?
Level up.
Okay. So what I want to do here, who has the microphones? Here. All right, why don't we start here with Chris. Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about Lissio, what you do, and the end. I'll let you take it away.
Sure, thanks, Ben. My name is Chris. I'm one of the founders of Lissio. And what we do is, you know how we all have these fantastic, magical devices, and we get so many great experiences on them. You can do all your mobile banking on them. We can order a bucket of nails from Home Depot. Even text Home Depot, get all our news. It's just so easy, so convenient. Our mission is to help you all have that kind of grade A, what we call client 2.0 experience, client experience 2.0 with your clients, despite not having this mega million-dollar budgets, right? So right from your phone, right from your clients' phones, they can message you, sign documents, securely share files with you, scan documents, all that kind of thing. So we're bringing world-class banking-level technology to everybody.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. Anything else to add about, you're right out here, right, in the exhibit hall. All right.
Yeah, right there. So joined by Allison Ball today. So we are going to be able to walk you through the product. We'll be able to share really the experience that you would have as a firm, the experience that your clients will have. And when we do this, a bunch of things are going to come to really your attention. So one, how many of you are spending too much time trying to gather documents and so forth from your clients? Got to hound them, pest them, a lot of hands, right? So if you ever looked at Thomson Reuters, did some studies on this, up to 40% of your time is just spent chasing clients. And how many of you like being interrupted by clients asking you to resend them documents or texting you on a weekend or anything like that? Anybody like that? All right, what's your mobile phone number? But that's kind of the deal. That's the day and age we're in, right? So what if instead of having all that, what if you actually had the app do a lot of that for you, right? The client could self-serve, get their documents. The clients are just feeling a lot more successful. And you don't have to hound them, because every time you send a request, it goes in as a task with a deadline, and the software does it. So even my first I go to cut my hair, I get mobile reminders from them saying, hey, your appointment's tomorrow, right? It keeps me on track without they're having to call. So if you're emailing your clients, asking for documents over and over and that kind of thing, why don't you let the system do the work? And if your clients need something, like they need to get a bank statement, right? How many of your clients are calling their bank saying, hey, can you resend me that statement? We used to do that, but now we just go online, find our statements, find our tax forms, find all that kind of stuff. We self-service. So think about how much time, every time we're not picking up the phone, calling our bank, the banks are saving. Just tons, right? We want you to all have that experience. And if you do that, we hope that your quality of life, right, by not being interrupted for all this kind of stuff that you're already in flow working on, hope your quality of life improves a ton. Right? And so we think technology should do that, should do that for everybody. So that's really kind of the game. So we're very happy to show you exactly what we do, walk you through it, make sure it's a good fit. And if you have a lot of people on your team and so forth, we're going to help you work better as a team to improve client service at every touch. So that's Lissio. That's what we're all about.
Awesome. So who here uses Lissio? Who uses Lissio? Okay. Quite a few. All right. Awesome. So great. Thanks, cool. Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ben. It's hard to remember your name.
There's a few Bens
around. I know. There is.
So my name is Ben. I'm the co-founder of Keeper. At Keeper, we have a lofty goal. We want to build one app to run a bookkeeping business. I think that's fitting enough laughter for the windmills we might be tilting at here. So what we do at Keeper is we combine all the things that you have to do outside of coding transactions. Like everything else, what Chris has mentioned, requesting lots of data from your clients. And we try and give you one place so that you can manage that work and do it all within Keeper. So really, there's four core tools that we lean on. The first is a client portal. So this is a link your client can go to where you can ask them transaction questions, document requests, things like, hey, how should I code this transaction? And Keeper is bi-directionally synced with QuickBooks Online and coming soon Xero, so that you can automatically make that change once your client gives you that feedback. So you don't have to send over a CSV and pull that CSV up next to your QuickBooks file and then go to each expense and recode the payee or recode the expense. Another thing that we do is file QA. So especially for those of you that are managing teams, the goal of file QA is to help you ensure that the quality of financials that you're delivering for your clients are the same level as if you'd done the financials yourselves. So really what we do is we give you a bunch of tools to help you catch and correct coding errors before you deliver financials to your clients. The third tool that we have is task management. So this is like your Asana or your ClickUp, but it's directly integrated with QBO so that you can do the work right there in Keeper. And it's built just for bookkeepers. So I know that it can be sometimes a bit of a headache to get something like Asana set up to work for accounting processes, what we like to call the heartbeat of accounting, that all y'all do every month or every quarter. And Keeper is just built to support those workflows. So as a result, it's much more accommodating for just the kind of work that bookkeepers want to do. And then finally, we know that advisory is really the coming wave. It's really not even the coming wave, it's just here, as far as what bookkeepers are expecting to be delivering for your clients. And so in Keeper, you can also track and manage KPIs, and you can also generate and deliver management reporting packages for your clients. And that, I think, is pretty much everything I have to go over here today.
Awesome. So I first learned about Ben. We were having a guys weekend with some of the guys in here, and they were, hey, have you heard of Ben Stein? I'm like, yeah, win Ben Stein's money. Of course everybody's heard of Ben Stein. But no, they were talking about it, and who got me onto that? Was it you, Justin? No, it was Ben, right? Where's Ben? There he is in the back right there. Told us about it, and if Ben Day raves about something, because Ben Day every third day wants to burn his practice down. Have y'all ever seen that? Today is it. I'm not doing any more. I hate this. And then he'll find something, and I love life, right? So, yeah, I would say that I don't know anything about that, but I actually do. But when Ben Day says that something's good, that must mean that it's pretty doggone good. And so you guys are in the far corner over here. And I like that you prefaced it with the lofty goal to be one app for a bookkeeping app. What'd you say?
One app to run your whole bookkeeping business. And I want to say it's a lofty goal because we're not there yet. I've talked about four things. I'm sure y'all can all think of a bunch of things that were not included on that list. And that I want to say is the opportunity that we have here today. So we're off in that corner here. Go check us out. I know we don't have the most branding set up. We spent all our time focusing on building the product for y'all, and maybe that has come at the consequence of the aesthetics of our booth. But what I want to say is, at Keeper, like, we only exist to build software for y'all. And to that end, as you come and learn about what we do, if there's something you feel is missing, let us know. That's our goal, is to build that one app for all of those things you need to do. And so we are very eager to hear about what other things you need us to do.
Awesome. Who here uses Keeper? Oh, wow. Quite a few people. Awesome. So if you want the straight skinny, go talk to one of them, right? And then go talk to Ben. No, I'm just kidding, right there. But thank you for being here. Appreciate it. All right.
So you should go to the Keeper booth because they have these teeny tiny stickers. They're like this big. So you should go get them. They're really cute. They're teeny. No, I took two. This is not a jab. Like, I took two of them. Like, you should go get them.
Are yours bigger than theirs?
I'm sorry?
Are yours bigger than theirs? Okay.
Noted.
Wow.
Should I go now?
Yes,
good?
Please.
Right, we're going. Okay, so.
Save me. Please save me.
So Melio is pretty easy. It's just easy to use. Accounts payable and accounts receivable for your clients. So when I say easy to use, how many of you use Venmo? How many of you use PayPal? How many use Zelle? Like, it's that easy to use, but it's for business to business. In fact, our founders were at PayPal when PayPal bought Venmo and ran those engineering teams for peer-to-peer payments and went through that huge explosion of peer-to-peer. And then they left and wondering why, like, can't businesses do this? So three fundamental tenets of Venmo are carried over into Melio. So in Venmo, it's easy to use. My mom can use Venmo. Melio, your clients can, you can put them into Melio, it's easy to use. The second tenet, if you think about Venmo, is you can pay things for free. Anybody can send money to somebody else for free. If I want to pay Ben money, I can just send it. Ben moved, I don't relent. So I can send Ben money, he's going to get it for free. If he does something special, like he wants the money faster, he can pay extra and have the money delivered faster. Same thing in Melio. A business can pay another business for free. ACH is free. Check is free. If you do anything special, like an instant payment, FedEx of a paper check, maybe I deliver a box of cash, there'll be fees for any of that. And then the third thing is with Venmo, there's choice. So if I pay Ben money, Ben doesn't care how I pay. I can choose to pay for my Venmo balance or my bank account. And I don't frankly care what Ben does with the money once I pay him. If he wants to keep in his bank account, if he wants to keep in his Venmo, I don't care. The same thing with Melio. As a small business owner, I can pay with my personal credit card, my regular credit card, my business credit card. I can pay with my checking account. I can pay with my debit card. I can pick how I want to pay, and the business I'm paying can pick how they want to be paid. So if that business wants to get an ACH deposit, if they want a paper check, if they want to do an instant deposit, they have the choice. So those three tenets of Venmo have carried through to Melio and its design. So fundamentally, it's free because it's designed around being free. That's a core belief. So quickly, just who's Melio for? If you think about the solutions on the market, you have clients using the bank website, right? And it's not really free because you have to do double data entry. And then on the other end of the market, you have this expensive accounts payable software where you need an approver, and a CFO and a CEO to get a bill payment out the door. But really, for most of you, 98, 97% of your clients are probably over here on the left. And so for the last 8 to 10 years, you either told your client, use this expensive software, or you told your client to use the free bank website. Melio is the app because it's free. You can put all your clients on Melio and have them use that. Now, if an app needs, you have a small business that's bigger, an enterprise, they need multi-layers of approval, you can put them on that product. But really, for all your other clients, Melio is going to be the right fit. That's it.
Awesome.
Oh, and I'm buying drinks tonight. So make sure you get the free Melio drink at the reception.
Yeah, the Melio martini, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Go ahead, Relay.
So before we go on, Yosef, so who here uses Melio? Wow. Okay, so you're winning so far. So this is all about a contest, right? We're trying to see who's using that. And so, yeah, awesome. Great. Yosef, West.
Cool. Thanks, Ben. Yep. First off, I just want to say a big props to the bookkeepers.com team.
Oh.
This is such an amazing conference. So great to be part of this community.
Sucking up is welcome.
This is where it starts. I've got 5 minutes of this, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. More sucking up. I love it.
Love it. Cool. So Relay, I think a lot of you have heard of us. We're basically next generation banking for small business. We make collaboration really easy. Not only internally, but externally, so when you're working with your clients, as an example. We also make it easy to automate bills, so we centralize all your bills, you have multi-stage approvals, really straightforward, and then you can manage your expenses all inside of Relay using Relay cards. The genesis of the business, the reason we started it, Chris kind of mentioned how hard it is to actually get access to your clients' information. My background, I was the third employee at HubDoc. And we saw firsthand how hard it was just to get bank statements, just to get like bank feeds that actually work. And you know, getting check images as an example, right? You're like trying to read the squiggly lines that your clients call handwriting. And so we thought, like, how do you actually like go and solve this? And we realized the only way to do it is to actually like control the data and to be the bank account. So we built Relay to really be the bank for you and your clients. So you get a partner portal, you can actually like get a reliable bank feed, you get check data like in Relay, in the accounting system. It's all super easy, and we have great customer service. So you know, come say hi, we're at the booth, and we're around, and we like Ben.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, really, right there. He sucked up so much that the DBA is actually using Relay, and we're trying to move over our other entities there. So it's great to have you here. So appreciate it. And there we go. Cool. Right. I strategically did that. As soon as you were taking a drink, I was like, I'm gonna tell you about
it. It's my own fault.
Yes.
So, hi, I'm Bob Lewis with CorpayOne. It is a pleasure to be here with you all, and also thank you for hosting an event. This is amazing to be out in public with people, shaking hands and, you know, having conversations. It's fantastic. So, CorpayOne. So we are in the business of automating bill pay and expense management. So there's a few of us here who do some of these things. Where we specialize is there's really four big things we do in that process. So the first is smart scanning. So capturing the documents and the details and pushing those documents and the details into the accounting system you use, whether that's QuickBooks Online, Desktop, Xero. We also integrate with Intacct and NetSuite. So that's the beginning, getting the documents and data in, and then getting it into your accounting system for you with the coding and details that are important. Then we have workflow to help you with either a very simple approval process with clients or a quite sophisticated one to trigger special actions when you have clients that have very specialized needs, or multiple people and they want different things going to different people for different reasons, whether it's a job or a project, a department, whatever that might be. And so that's the second piece, getting that information approved to the right place. And then payments, so we can move the money for you as well. And that's with check or ACH, credit card payment. We're also launching a corporate card, so that's in pilot now and available as an integrated capability. So bringing all that together with the addition of expense reimbursement. So if you have clients that have employees who spend money and need to be reimbursed, that process is also part of it. So from a mobile app, where we started actually as a mobile app solution and expanded to cloud, you can take a picture of the document, whether that's an invoice or a receipt, and that gets scanned, captured, data completed into an expense report. Once again, flowing right into the core accounting systems you use. So with that, some of the key differentiators, right, because there are a lot of options out there, our solution is free. There's no user fees, no approver fees, and no costs for checks or ACH payments. So you get a lot of the best of both worlds. So you get a low cost, simple solution for small clients, yet still powerful workflow that can really take care of the sophisticated needs of your larger clients that have greater complexity and needs to put one solution to handle all of that. So think kind of we're in between Amelio and a bill.com with sort of the sophistication capabilities when you need it, but also simple and very low cost for your very small clients. So you no longer have to have multiple solutions. You can just pick CorpayOne.
Awesome. Or you can pay me my routing number. I'm just kidding.
Yes. So now, while you're here, we are offering an opportunity to sign up for a demo, which would enter you to win one of two $500 Apple gift cards that we're giving away.
Woohoo!
Yes. And if you add clients to the system and make payments between now and the end of July, for each client you add to the system, we'll provide you with a $100 Amazon gift card for you, or you can pass it on to your client if you'd like to do that.
Nah. Nah, we'll just keep it.
Or we could give it to Ben.
I like that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, yes. No.
Okay. Don't do that.
Yeah. So all right. It's a pleasure to be here with you all, and please come by our booth. We'd love to chat with our table, and we'd love to chat with you and our team. We have an accountant team, special accountant team, to hold your hand and introduce you to the product, help you learn about onboard clients, and continue to support you as a team who understands your business, understands your relationship with your clients, and the special nature of that.
Awesome. Thank you. CorPay users? Any CorPay users in here? Well, this is a target-rich environment for you.
I know. Well, we're new to the stage.
All right.
From a large company. We're part of FleetCor.
Awesome.
S&P 500 business. Some of you may have used fuel cards in the past. Anybody heard of fuel? Yeah, fleet card. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've got it.
Yeah.
So we have customers here, especially the trucking.
Awesome.
Trucking industry, yeah.
Awesome.
Ben, a quick question.
You want to kiss my ass again?
Did we do the relay check? Like, how many relay customers? We didn't. Oh, my God.
I thought it was enough that we said the DBA was using it, dude. I mean, what else do you
want? Being the official,
that was an upsell that you didn't buy.
Huge.
Who uses relay?
There we go.
Love it. All right.
Even the Cloud Accounting Podcast uses relay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. Thank you both. All right. Go.
Hello, everyone. You probably can't see, but my heart is beating out of my chest right now. But my name is Cassie, and I am here representing GoProposal. Some of you may have or may not have heard about our services, but in short, we are an app that gives you the ability to price consistently while producing professional proposals and engagement letters. So in short, I'm just going to kind of give a quick overview. What would happen is that when you sign up for your app, you usually get a 30-day free trial, but everyone here that is in attendance, if you go by our booth and you scan our QR code, you do get an additional 2 free weeks, so that way you have time to go through the app, attend any master classes that we offer, and just kind of get a real good feel of our app to see if it works for you. Whenever you would sign up, there's going to be a pricing wizard that populates, and it is really, in short, 4 to 5 questions that enables us to get a few key details about you and your business, and then we combine it with our algorithm and our unique pricing methodology that will create a starting point for your line items. Now, your line items within our application is your services. So really what we want to make sure is that the price and the cost of the services that you offer always align with the scope of work that you do. And that way you can produce a proposal in minutes rather than going to a spreadsheet and calculating fees and then going to the Word document and having to try and send that out. Our platform is built so that way you can engage your client in a client-facing position. Now, I do know because of COVID, you may not have your clients in office, so you always can have those discovery conversations with them and then produce the proposal later. You have the ability to set up proposal templates, whether it may be a new client, an existing client. You can set up the templates based on the industry. You can also set up different templates on your engagement letter, so that way it may be a sole trader or an LLC to make sure that when you're creating that proposal, you're selecting the right template along with the right engagement letter to produce for your client. We also understand that a lot of clients have sort of a tier pricing. They may want to set up different packages. You can also do that by setting up an essentials package, a plus package, and you have full control on setting up the pricing configuration within your different services, so that way it makes sense and it's full transparency to the client of how you arrived at this pricing calculation. So let's say for bookkeeping services, you may record different bank transactions. You may say, hey, for a range of 0 to 25 transactions, I am going to charge you $25 a month, however you want to configure that pricing. And then you say, hey, what's the quality of the records? I am going to charge you more if you hand me a shoebox versus giving me the data in the way that I need it to be given. And so you have full control in order to do that. You'll go ahead and you'll produce that proposal, and you also have the option for the client to sign in real time while they are still with you. You will have the copy of that signature on the letter of engagement. It will send them an email about next steps that you can do. And another great thing about it is when you sign up for your free trial, we usually take the information, whether it's a phone number or email, to find your website, so that way we can take your logo and brand your app, so although the application is not embedded in your system, it still reflects who you are, and that branding is consistent on both ends. And so I'm just going to give a quick feature that a lot of our clients love is an alignment fee. So what happens is when you set up the proposal, you're going to enter the start date, which it's not the start date of their financial year, but the start date that you are engaging the client. And then you enter their financial year in. So let's say you start in July and their financial end is in December. Just because you're starting in July does not mean that you are not owed the fees from having to do work from January, February, March, and all the previous months. So the alignment fee will populate and say, hey, these are services that I'm going to have to do for you regardless if you were engaged or not. And the client can pay those costs in a one-time fee, or they are given the option to have that fee broken down into the remaining months of the engagement. So in short, it's really a great system. I am happy to give you guys a demo so you can really see how GoProposal can enhance your processes. And if you guys stop by, you also get a free copy of our CEO's book called Selling to Serve, which just has some information about our philosophies, our sales system, and the mindset change that really goes into making sure that the prices, again, always align with the scope of your work.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
GoProposal, any GoProposal users? All right. Target-rich environment. And last but not least, George with SmartVault.
She said she was nervous. So, how many people here have heard of SmartVault? All right. And I know we've got quite a few customers that are already kind of sitting out here, but SmartVault itself is actually a full-blown document management system that actually incorporates a client portal. So when I'm printing documents out from QuickBooks and I need that balance sheet to go over to the client, well, I can just tell it to print straight to SmartVault, which will then create the client's folder and go route it to the client. It'll also notify the client and route all the documents away for you. So how many of you have one set of folders for one client, but you forgot what you wrote there, so you went and created a different set of folders for the other client and then kind of just follow that pattern? Nobody? Yeah, so SmartVault will actually, you can create templates for your different folder structures. So whenever I need an accounting service folder for 2018, it creates it for 2018. It kept that for 2019, 2020, 2021. When I need to create that folder structure for all my clients, at the click of two buttons, it'll create the entire, or that folder structure for all of your clients. It'll automatically give the client specific access to certain folders, so when they go log in through the portal, they have access to their documents, right? So I'm sure a few of you have had the client call you up and ask for documents from 2018, 2019. Instead of having to actually go find those documents for them, they can go log into the portal, access their documents, as well as send documents to you, right? We do integrate with different softwares like HubDoc, if you've got documents that are already kind of fetching. We integrate with QuickBooks, Xero, FreshBooks, pretty much all of your accounting software as well as tax programs. And the system does also recognize, for those of you that do more than just the bookkeeping, but you're doing tax or maybe bookkeeper or payroll or whatever, it will create different folder structures for each one of those. So we've got some demos going on. We also integrate with DocuSign, so if you guys need to send out for signature, not only will it send out for signature, but it'll come back and deposit it right back into the client's folder. So.
I already asked who already, you asked who's using SmartVault, right?
I didn't ask who was using, I said who.
Oh, who's using SmartVault? Okay, I used them actually. It's the only app up here that was still, was in existence when I sold my business. And where the hell were all the rest of you when I had my business? Because it made mine a lot easier and a lot more profitable. But hey, let's give a round of applause to all of our sponsors.